HarperCollins Children's Books presents Jeanie and Teeny Make a Wish by Stephen Lenton. Read by Ben Abel. Jeanie and Teeny Make a Wish by Stephen Lenton. Hello, listener! Welcome to an audiobook chock full of giggles, wishes, rude noises, old knickers, and, best of all, genies. Now then, what do we know about genies? Well, one, they are magical. Two, they live in lamps. Three, they make wishes come true. Most genies are brilliant at granting wishes. Want a magical unicorn? Poof! You got one. Fancy a ride on the biggest roller coaster in the universe? Poof! You're riding it. Hungry and want beans on toast? Poof! You're beans on toasting. They can also help you in times of need. Fed up with your unicorn and want a narwhal instead? Poof! You're narwhaling. About to be sick on the biggest roller coaster in the universe and want to get off? Poof! You're free! Burned your mouth on your beans on toast and need an ice cream to cool you down? Poof! You're licking! So, if you find an old lamp, it might be magical. And it might just have a genie inside. Simply give it a rub to find out. Ta-da! Ah, yes. I forgot to say. This lamp belongs to a genie called Grant. Grant loves a nap, so he's probably asleep and snoring, so you might have to knock quite loudly. Still no joy. Well, let's try something like, "Oi, Grant, wake up! Go on, give it a whirl." One, two, three. Oi, Grant, wake up! Hooray! It worked! This is Grant. Hello, Grant. Nice of you to join us. Now, Grant may look like your average genie, and one, he is magical. Two, he does live in a lamp. But three, he is not very good at making wishes. For example, at genie school, he once magicked up a boring iron instead of a roaring lion. He conjured some old smelly pants instead of some gold elephants. Some tiny witches instead of shiny riches. Once, he even created a snot-haired baboon instead of a hot air balloon, which was very embarrassing. Grant doesn't mean to be bad at making wishes. He just gets his words a bit muddled. And, as you'll hear in the next chapter, Grant makes his biggest mishap ever. Chapter 1. A Right Royal Mistake. One day, Grant was wandering past the royal palace when somehow the ruler of Genie World, Queen Miselda, mistook him for the royal chef. He knew that he shouldn't have worn his chef hat that day, but all his other hats were in the wash. Ah, yes! Genie Fact Alert. I should have mentioned, Grant has an amazing collection of hats that take pride of place in his lamp. He uses different hats for different occasions, as you'll see later on.
You there! Chef Genie! Today is my birthday, and I would like a birthday cake fit for a queen. Because, I am the queen.
Despite trying to explain to the queen that he wasn't the royal chef, and that all his other hats were in the wash, Grant...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?